462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune. And congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune. Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon as we get set for the men's contest between Hastings College and the University of Sioux Falls, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. And coach, sitting at 2-4 in the season after a very successful year a year ago, 24-9. Just talk about the first six games of the season.
Well, I think it's been obviously a very up and down situation that we've had to go through here. Schedule didn't fare out overly well with losing our Doan Classic. Gave us a long break in between our first couple games. And one team two times in about 8 days, you know, playing the same team. And a lot of travel, been out to Iowa, been down to Kansas a couple different times, and now heading up to South Dakota. So we've seen the better parts of the Midwest here, but we've just got to find a way to get ourselves a little bit more consistent and just staying consistent throughout a 40-minute period, because that's been our biggest miscue right now, is just lack of consistency in any shape or form.
Well, you look up and down the roster for 2010-2011, a couple of familiar names back there, but a ton of new faces for this season.
Well, it really is, and I tell you, I think, you know, and I've had to answer this question quite a few times, because I think the optimism was pretty high coming into this year, and not, you know, it's a long, long, long way to go, and I understand that too, but we've also got to approach things with a little bit better sense of urgency than maybe we have here the last couple games. But it's not like we have bad basketball players. I think we have really good basketball players. We're just playing badly right now. And if that makes any sense to anybody, or if it doesn't make any sense, come watch us play, and I think it'll make sense pretty quickly. But we have a slew of young talent that's come in and really contributed in a lot of different ways. We've had a couple transfers that, you know, have been spotty, one of them due to injury, one of them just, again, lack of consistency, and probably knowing what I want from him more than anything. So we've had some struggles, but I think, you know, the good thing about it is we've got plenty of talent. It's just a matter of when all that stuff is going to gel. And in talking to our seniors, they've been very good, but it does get frustrating for them, because nobody wants to go out there last year of college basketball on a downslide. So, you know, one of our seniors actually mentioned to me, he said, Coach, we just have to be a little bit more patient and allow things to take their natural course, because you can't have a crash course in college basketball when you're asking major minutes from young players.
I guess the main focus to begin the season was to replace Jeremiah Slough at that